Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rota. Our guest today is Brittany Bennett, author of The Tartwork Pies Cookbook, Grandmother's Recipe, Granddaughter's Remix. Brittany, thank you so much for coming to talk with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is really a cookbook that gets at one of my favorite things that cookbooks do, which is take recipes, which are sort of this lasting thing that persist across generations, and talk about that and talk about how to bring them to the modern day. So tell me a little bit about your work with Tartwork Pies and what you set out to do with the bakery and this book.
Yeah, so one Thanksgiving morning, I was frantic and I had printed out a pie recipe. And it called for Crisco, and my mom, who like is a natural foods shopper, had no Crisco in stock, like has never seen it in my kitchen. And I was like kind of pacing back and forth, and my Oma was just very relaxed and was like pulled out this crumpled recipe and was like, we could just make this tart dough that we've had in our family for years. And I was just shocked, and we baked it together. And it was so simple. It was flour, butter, sugar, salt, and lemon zest. And we had it for dessert. And what I basically did after that, when people were like, oh, can you like make that apple pie again? It sort of became like an honor to my Oma and that original recipe and using apples, and then just sort of modernizing it in a way that people would be interested in it beyond just another pie to have. So like whether that was putting witty remarks on a pie instead of a traditional lattice, and then also different fillings that typically wouldn't be, you know, associated with a Dutch apple tart. So that's been fun to play around with different toppings and letterings, and then also with different ingredients that are local and seasonal, and developing those different flavors that my Oma might not have never thought to play around with.
So talk a little bit more about some of those flavors and some of those flavor combinations. In the bakery, you've had the opportunity to experiment with an audience and sort of see what they like. And what have been some of the most popular pies that you've made, and why do you think people respond to them?
I actually had read a study that said that despite bakeries having a bunch of different flavors, people and customers would always go for the apple pie because it's just traditional and it's simple and it's good. So the apple tart has definitely been a favorite because the crust is so different than a traditional American pie. It's a little bit more of a cookie and a crumb than it is a flake. And people really tend to like the chocolate brownie. It's just like a double whammy dessert. So you have this sweet crust and then you have this chocolatey decadent brownie filling. And then the pumpkin tahini chocolate swirl has been really popular too, because you get the like brilliance of a fresh pumpkin pie, but then you get that nutty texture and feel from the tahini and sesame seeds. So that's been one of my favorite to make and favorite to play around with.
That sounds absolutely amazing. And I have to ask, I know you live in Brooklyn, which I do also, and, you know, I don't have a dishwasher. I have a relatively small kitchen. I think a lot of people wish that they could bake more at home, but feel really limited by space or by equipment or by just not knowing where to start. What are some of the things that you tell aspiring bakers, both that you run into in life and in the book, to kind of get them feeling confident and feel like they can make pies from scratch at home?
Yeah, I definitely want to encourage everybody who says that they can't make a pie that they absolutely can. And you don't need to have like this pastry board or any really special equipment stocked in your kitchen, because that's kind of unrealistic for somebody who like mainly orders, you know, from Caviar or from Seamless and like doesn't really dabble in it. But like to make this pie, it's honestly, you need a mixing bowl and those four or five main ingredients for the pie crust. And it's really just kneading it together. So you don't even need to chill the dough. And I really think, and I really hope that it's the kind of pie crust that people are like, oh, I can make pies, because I think that's such like a confidence builder. And it's just so fun to do. And it's fun to do with your friends. It's fun to do for someone that you love. It's fun to do for yourself. And it does not matter what size your kitchen is. Just like, you could literally sit in bed if you wanted to. I would not be opposed to someone being like, yeah, I just like whipped up a pie dough sitting in bed with my mixing bowl.
Amazing. Like, that's great. Like, while you're watching space. Netflix, stirring the dough. Perfect.
Totally.
What are some of the cookbooks that inspired you, other than obviously your Oma having this really big role in your culinary journey and your culinary life? Who are some of the bakers or cooks sort of historically that you look to for inspiration?
Of course, Julia Child. That's actually a book that my Oma gave me. It was it was so cooked in by my family. And it was just such a joy to read. I've never actually cooked from it, but just like reading it and just opening to a certain page it's just so nice and meditative, I think, to see different combinations and spices used. And then definitely the Flavor Bible. I love the Flavor Bible because I think it just inspires people to open a page, see that they have like apples in their fridge and what that can be paired with to make something great. So I love how that plays with creativity and kind of inspires somebody to cook something they wouldn't, or like pair something that they wouldn't really typically do. I obviously love Lindsay Hunt's Healthy-ish. I think that's a super fun, accessible way to cook that feels good and engages you in cooking. I love the way she writes recipes. And Allison Roman's Dining In was just amazing. And also like a really engaging cookbook. So obviously I've been all over their recipes on the internet, which I think is a really cool place to find recipes now that you can rely on. So like through their work at BuzzFeed and Bon Appetit and Real Simple, I've loved following their recipes.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about publishing a cookbook into this market where so many people might have learned about you online. And I think especially the sort of Instagrammable nature of really beautiful lattice work. You mentioned, the decoration being a big part of pie making. Do you think that pie being such a sort of social media friendly food has helped this get a little bit more traction?
Yeah, I definitely think it's interesting. So like, Tartwork really took off with an Instagram. A friend was just like, you should just set up an Instagram account and see who likes it or who follows it. And I think that that's been such a great tool for so many business owners and so many small bakery owners to really put their food forward. I think that honestly, to some degree, it can, like, you're seeing the food and it can look great, but like, does it taste good, you know? So it's like, I don't know. It's kind of an interesting market. And I think a lot of the food looks really good and tastes really good. And it's sort of just taking it from the internet and playing with it in your kitchen. And it's a fun experiment. And I think that there's a lot of really trustworthy recipe developers out there. Cookbook that I've gotten that was from a blogger has just been so amazing and has just absolutely like backed up how good the food looks because it just tastes that good. But it is interesting to see like the transition from, you know, Instagram food into being published in print, which I'm really happy to be a part of.
You have so many amazing pies just that I've seen on your Instagram, the Beyonce pie, the engagement pie. Is there a pie that was commissioned or that you just made for someone in your life that is particularly memorable for you?
I mean, that engagement pie is super memorable. When someone asked me to make their engagement pie, I was just like, thank God. Yes, I'm like so happy to do that. My dad actually proposed to my mom with cupcakes and like, on each individual cupcake wrote out a letter spelling out, will you marry me, Shoshana, which is a lot of cupcakes.
So baking is really, really part of your family history.
Yeah, it is ingrained. And so I was so excited to just like be able to offer something sweet to that like super sweet moment that's like so personal and so intimate and special between two people. And like, that was by far hands down the best thing ever.
Brittany, thank you so much for coming to talk with us today. It's such a fun and beautiful book, and I think will really make people feel more confident about cooking pie from scratch at home.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, if people could just be, you know, confident about making pie, my work here is done.
Check out the book, The Tartwork Pies Cookbook, Grandmother's Recipe, Granddaughter's Remix, and tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.